One.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Please.
First floor.
Deadpan.
Assorted simple tortures. Molten lead, chopping blocks and hot boiling oil. Second floor.
Deadpan.
Jewelry department. Lake
two.
Chains, ankle chains, neck chains, wrist chains, thumb screws and nooses of the very finest rope.
Deadpan
Podcast.
Everybody out.
Hey, this is Jack Mangan, and welcome to Deadpan number 220. Please type in the text below in order to access this episode.
Three.
He can compile C with his bare hands. He speaks the binary language of moisture evaporators in three dialects. He invented binary. He is the most interesting geek in the world.
I don't always listen to podcasts, but when I do, I listen to Technorama. Stay geeky, my friends.
Everyone, this is Chris from the Jesus Geeks, and you are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
Hi, Jack. New Dan from Oregon here. Got the opening line to a song. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. Took the midnight train, going anywhere.
Shock the monkey. Monkey shines. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Ring, 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 banana phone. Is that a banana in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Sprockets. MVP, most valuable primate. Donkey Kong. Any which way you can, every which way but loose. Mr. Smith.
Four.
Herbie goes bananas. Hercules goes bananas. Woody Allen's bananas. Monkeys, barrel of. King Kong in the 70s. Peter Jackson's King Kong remake. Down with the sickness. George of the Jungle. It's peanut butter jelly time. Rise of the Planet of the Damn Dirty Apes. Every Jonathan Coulton song. Tarzan. Greystoke. Curious George. The Velvet Underground album. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. Horton Hears a Who. Congo. Brass Monkey. Magilla Gorilla, Banana Republic, Spank the Monkey, Peel the Banana, Leather Goddesses of Phobos, that Matthew Broderick movie. Was our late 20th century obsession with bananas a direct result of our late 20th century obsession with primates? Or was it the other way around? Or did they arise simultaneously?
Smooth like butter. Smooth like... Five.
Smooth
like butter.
Smooth
like butter.
Motherfucker!
Smooth like butter.
Three of the big things.
Smooth like butter. Smooth like
butter. Dead pan.
Smooth like
butter. Motherfucker!
Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter.
We are good friends.
Smooth like
butter. Dead pan.
Motherfucker!
Leather Goddesses of Phobos.
And now a short essay. Spare me from your followers. WWJD.
Six.
What would Jesus do? The bumper stickers, bracelets, and t-shirts began popping up like locusts during a biblical plague a few years ago. They are so prevalent in my corner of the world that I started to feel like a sneech without a star on his belly. I wasn't sure what the question meant. Was it a plea for the reader to think before taking action? Was the person displaying the sign asking me my opinion? I'll tell you. Jesus would use his turn signals. Jesus would vote Green Party. Jesus would buy organic. Feeling the need to stake out my own theological boundaries, I made my own bumper sticker. WWMD, what would Moses do? I'm not religious. I'm just angry a lot. It is understandable the two states of mind get confused. Sure enough, the faithful came to me with questions, assumptions, and presumptions.
7.
Are you a Christian? One asked me at work. What in God's name have I done to give her that idea? I wondered. No, I replied. Do you believe in God? Yes, I said. Would you pray for my brother-in-law? He was diagnosed with cancer. Sure, I said. What's his name? John. I opened my day planner, found an opening between 2 and 2:15, and penciled in, pray for John, R.E., cancer. A seeker of truth pointed at my car in the grocery store parking lot and read the bumper sticker aloud. What would Moses do? What would Moses do, she asked me. He would smite people, I replied, patting my jacket for my car keys. I had to go. I had that 2 o'clock appointment to pray for John's cancer. What does smite mean? I paused and looked at her. What a refreshing question. Much more interesting than, what's a synagogue, and do you believe in God?
8.
It used to mean kill, but I think people now use it to mean beat savagely. She looked at the sky, commented that it looked like summer was over, and continued her seeking somewhere else. Bob had his first 30 days clean and sober and discovered higher power. His new addiction is telling everybody at the gym how spiritual he is. Do you and your wife go to church? He asked me. When people ask that, they hope the answer is no, so they can save me and earn brownie points with God. Just how would someone brown nose God anyway? We go to synagogue.
Hi, this is Anya from Buffy Between the Lines, the audio drama, and you're listening to Jack Mango's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is the way. I left out that one word. Is that okay?
9.
I've seen all manner of customs, and you really don't want to know what some demons do with their mothers. I just have sex with Xander. And where's my paycheck? What?
That was actually very well written, Dan. New Dan from Oregon. Thank you. Awesome. So I've done a terrible job of pimping this, but I was recently a guest on the meditation podcast with Youper Smith and Rick Jindai Hideo. And it was a great time. It's a great podcast. And I really enjoyed the episode. So I would encourage you all to go over and check it out. I'll try and put stuff in the show notes, but otherwise it's something like shiftyourconsciousness.com or org or... Well, anyway, here is the here's a sample of the outtakes. This is not the episode itself.
Hey, this is Boo. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Oh, yeah! 10.
This is a sample of the outtakes from our conversation. And this also was a lot of fun, so enjoy.
Yes.
What?
All my mind was saying the entire time we were like, oh, no, I'll look into something else. Like, you still haven't even convinced me that meditation will work, period, for me. And yet you're still trying to get me to do it. You know,
well, no,
you have to prove
say,
a premise
you know,
before you can convince me over to trying it. You know what I mean? I mean, you can't just – that's like saying, okay, the moon is made of green cheese and we all love cheese, so we need to go there. Prove it's cheese before I waste the time. All right?
Hi, this is Booze Boy 11.
I'm there. It's cheese, really? I'm on the rocket. No, but actually, you know, I didn't actually realize it was 10 minutes, but I was thinking, Rick, that the one that hypnosis thing that I listened to, that MP3 that I listened to, it basically, or maybe something like that, where if you're listening to very mellow music, you know, obviously you wouldn't want to listen to like Metallica, but if you're listening to like either music or someone speaking at you saying like, okay, now relax your toes, now relax your ankles, now relax your, because that's kind of what.
Yeah,
what
that won't work for me. You have this wasn't part of our just conversation, but previous episodes we've talked about it. The particular voice type of David G, if you know who he is,
he's a Deepak meditation guru.
Right,
Deepak,
he's a very soothing speaker, and that particular voice type gets on my nerves, just like you wouldn't believe. It actually causes hackles to rise.
Hello. Hello, this is 12.
So anyone that's trying to tell me to relax your, you know, I cannot be hypnotized. It has been tried in various, you know, I try to do it for quit smoking. They try to do it at a party trick. I have the type of mind that will not accept or trust enough to be hypnotized. So I can't self-hypnotize. I can't be other hypnotized. It is not an ability that I have, or it's an ability I do have that I cannot be. So I think that's part of it, is just that if you're trying to soothe me, my instinct is that you're trying to take advantage of me, and therefore I resist.
Gotcha.
So I appreciate your input. I'm just telling you, I already know it ain't going to work.
Right.
Note, trust issues.
13.
All right, yeah, I'm not claiming to have the answer, and I'm sure, like I said, I don't expect that you haven't already, that hasn't occurred to you already, whatever, you know, the stuff I'm thinking of, but yeah, that's, you know, it's music is another thing that comes to mind. That's not like someone talking in a kind of a bullshit like David Copperfield voice or a Doug Henning voice, you know.
Yeah, I think Rick is highly susceptible to anything that might induce an eye roll.
There we go. There we go. Yeah, I have a very low bullshit.
He has a very low threshold for anything woo-woo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I love those shows that they had on Fox a few years ago, you know, Unmasking the Magic, whatever those were called. I absolutely loved those because I loved learning how the tricks were done. I don't like not knowing how the tricks are done.
Mm-hmm.
That's me and magic anyway.
14.
You're not one of those people that opens up the book and reads the ending first and then says, oh, no, it's not worth it, and then quits.
No, never done that.
Because I would have to unfriend you.
I take that back. I have done that in a couple of cases, but only because the writing of the book was so bad, but the story itself was interesting enough that I just wanted to know how it ended. Sometimes a writer has great ideas and no way to execute them.
Mm-hmm.
Some big ones will do that. CJ Cherith has done that to me. And this one was by it was Earth Dreams, Cruiser Dreams, and something. I think it was something Morris was the author. And I just could not get through the book. I just couldn't. But the plot was interesting to me, so I did. I read the last chapter. But that I don't do that as a habit.
That's it.
15. I repeat, 15.
We're done. That's over.
Just kidding.
I get that. Where you were gonna stop. You know you're either gonna put the book down or check out the ending. I've done that with movies where like this movie's horrible. You know I'm
Let's
gonna
just see how they wrap this show.
Fast
up.
Forward. There we go. Yeah. That, you know that I there are some movies that I wish I had done that for. For example, Judge Dredd. Oh, God. A bad movie.
Yeah, I just wish I had not been in the movie. I saw it in the theater, so I just wish.
Oh, so did I. Oh, no, Jack, this is TMI, but I saw that movie on the day my wife walked in and told me we were getting a divorce. And I literally went to the movie theaters that day. I was such stunned that I went and saw bad movies to try to get my mind off of what I just heard. And I went and saw Judge Dredd and the Power Rangers movies.
Arise, arise, listeners of Jack. Deadpan shall be heard. Nipples shall be read. A Thursday, a good day. Deadpan downloads! 16.
And that did the trick for about 10 minutes. You know, but yeah, those movies are so bad that they really have just a therapeutic effect against other stresses.
Wow, now that's the first time I've heard anybody say, I feel like shit, I need something more shitty to wash it down.
So maybe there's your secret to meditation, is Sly Stallone and Rob Schneider.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's scary.
Wow.
See,
I forgot Rob Schneider was in that movie.
Oh, yeah, he was.
17.
Maybe they can put him in the next Expendables movie.
There you go, in the Expendables
too. I like the Expendables. I thought it was cute.
No, I did, but it's got Sly Stallone, and that's, you know, the only other thing. I don't think he's going to do another Rocky movie. He might do another Rambo movie. But
please, no.
I know.
At least he won't. You know, they are making there's a new Judge Dredd in the works.
Oh, no. Please say no. Oh, no.
But it's not with Stallone. I think Carl Urban. I think it's, you know, it has potential.
Mm. Well, did you know that there's a new Footloose movie in the theaters now? They remade Footloose.
Yeah, and Kevin Bacon is the dad.
Is he? I didn't know.
Kevin Bacon plays John Lithgow.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that creepy?
Is there a movie that never needed to be?
We're officially old.
That movie was just a fun movie that was part of my childhood. They don't need to remake it. They remade Footloose? Oh, my God.
18?
You know you're old.
I know.
Yeah. Maybe the Mayans are right.
2012. We're just, what was, it's like in October or November of 2012, right?
It's December, right?
It's December, okay. Oh, yeah, right before my birthday. That's right. I remember. The Earth is supposed to end right before my birthday.
Wouldn't that be something? Don't forget your towel.
That's right. Nicely done. Look at that.
Brought it all the way home.
Yep.
All right.
You
are listening
to Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
We are
Deadpan.
Deadpan
is the way.
Why a spoon, cousin? Why not an axe?
Because it's dull, you twit. It'll hurt more.
Now sew. And keep the stitches small.
Lost Ralph says, maybe we should have an inside joke emoticon, like Emperor Ming or the flash symbol ellipsis. Just thinking. Apostrophe. CJ says, I did enjoy the ones I've read. I own them all, but have not, unfortunately, made it through due in time. No. But have not, unfortunately, made it through due to time, not lack of desire. Just a Joe said, millions of pounds, millions of pounds. SB says, CW, The Walking Dead, S2, E1. At least the gross-out factor is turned up to 11.
Hey, Jack, what's 69 minus 50? That's right, 19.
DJ Bunny says, I think there's something wrong with me. Why else would I watch these horrid sci-fi movies? http://www.imdb.com/title/tt165724/. Jack Mangan, hey, that's me. The Knight Zdeno. Amy Bowen says, the X Factor was delayed because a baseball game got rained out to frowny face. And the first of the week, Vanamon says, checking under the toilet seat for spiders since 1978. All right, that's it. No more for you. Thank you, Energizer Bunny, for coordinating the counting effort, and thank you, everyone else, for participating. And I expect we'll find another use for that at some point in the future.
There was a young lady from Wheeling who
who had a peculiar feeling, so she laid on her back. 21.
And thank you also to Dan from Oregon, new Dan, for the content. We have some content in the pipe, and actually some big stuff coming up. But I would still love to hear some voicemails or just get some content from ya. 480-788-JMDP is the voicemail line, or email stuff to me. It's sphericaljackm with one M at gmail.com. Sphericaljackm. And, and we do have our kid episode coming up. And actually, you know what? It's going to release less than a month from now. I do have a lot of stuff that I've slept on, and apologies to those of you who got me stuff in a timely fashion that have waited this long, but I think we're going to put it out.
22.
The Wednesday of the week before Thanksgiving. Not the day before Thanksgiving, the week before. I think. You know, we'll see what life throws us. Failing that, then look at the Wednesday after Thanksgiving. All right, we're going to close the episode with Decathlon. It's the longest song I ever recorded with Matt Mango, and it's a long fucker. It's a grueling day in the studio, too, but you know what? It's an interesting song. There's some people absolutely loved it, and other people just kind of stare at it blankly. There is one moment in the song that always reminds me of Roundabout by Yes. I will say no more. And yes, you know, I'll have to keep up the theme and interrupt the song with the counting. But enjoy it anyway. I will not come back after the music. Good night. Good night, yes. Good night, owners of lonely hearts everywhere.
23. 24. down the hall, and he's looking very tall. He'd like to try to bring to you all his pain and suffering too.
Despair, so it won't.